It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
I know that we don't play country music on the station, but
we
sometimes,
need to, dang it.
Sometimes I feel like garbage is just too juicy to ignore. Country singer Miranda Lambert got into a heated altercation at a steakhouse in Nashville, which resulted in her dumping a salad on another woman's lap. I was living for this yesterday.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. Was she drunk when she did this?
Well, according to reports, Miranda, her mom, and a family friend were at this restaurant when a man started getting into it with Miranda's friend. The fight apparently started in the men's restroom over millennials and how much time they spent on their phones, and ended with Miranda having to be held back as she eventually started yelling at the man and his wife. And then she approached the man's wife, and that's when she dumped her salad on her lap. Authorities were called, but by the time that they got there, Miranda and her group had left.
Now I'm just hungry.
Doesn't this like kind of make you love Miranda though? Like, I think this is awesome.
Miranda is crazy. I've met her. This is back in the day when she was with Blake Shelton, like they were dating, and she was like blackout drunk at like a place where they hang out in Nashville.
You think she's wild?
Oh, she is. I know she's wild. She's crazy. Yes. I mean, but that's pretty crazy to toss a salad on somebody.
Yeah, I know. That lady wasn't expecting to get her salad tossed by Miranda Lambert, I'm sure.
I would love it. So.
Jesse Smollett sat down for his first interview about the racist and homophobic beatdown that he was supposedly given in Chicago last month. The Empire actor spoke to Robin Roberts for an interview airing today on Good Morning America, and that's when Robin asked him about the questions that have come his way since the attack, and some people thinking he made it up.
I'm pissed off. Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. You know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Details of the incident have been picked apart. Some of his neighbors have expressed skepticism that it happened the way that he said it did, and the lack of evidence has kind of done nothing to change their minds.
Have you seen that image, mm-hmm. and do you believe that they could possibly be the attackers?
I do. Because I was there. For me, when that was released, I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them. Never did.
Rumors are swirling that Blac Chyna and Soulja Boy have been secretly dating.
Yes!
I guess it all started on Instagram. They reportedly have only been dating for a little over a week, but Soulja Boy posted to social media that he's in love, of course. She is about to take all your money, dude.
Soulja Boy up in Blac Chyna.
Apparently, Chyna and Soulja Boy talked through DMs on Instagram, and then they finally met at Sean Kingston's penthouse a little over a week ago and have been inseparable ever since.
Can we stop real quick? Hold on. Sean Kingston, how's he been?
Nobody's talked to him either.
Somebody call 911.
This is like the nobodies all getting together, I guess.
That could be a
the
good show.
The has-beens.
This week on the nobodies.
I don't understand how anyone still falls for her tactics. Like, she is such a scammer.
What if she's changed her ways? Come on, it's Valentine's Day. How do you not believe in love?
Speaking of Valentine's Day, Jennifer Lopez talked about her first Valentine's Day with boyfriend Alex Rodriguez after they met.
It was nice because it was a couple of weeks later, and I remember I was doing my show in Vegas, and I got to Vegas and I flew in and I was tired, and there was all these flowers and chocolates and a cake and everything. I was like, who sent me all that? You know, I didn't know who it was, kind of, because it was kind of new.
Sure.
But it was really nice because it made me feel like, oh.
Coming up in less than an hour, Steve Harvey got into it with one of his celebrity guests yesterday on his show.